أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله الآية. The beginning of the surah was where we were exhorted when the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم asked that what is the amal which Allah loves the most. Amongst the three amals, Allah Ta'ala said to strive in the path of Allah and to make jihad, to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And here we see also the beautiful composition of the Quran Sharif. At the end of the surah, Allah comes back to the same topic, and after having summarized it, Allah Ta'ala informs us and encourages us also that we should also strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. We were told this about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that his people refused to go and fight in the path of Allah. They said, you and your Allah go, we will sit here. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, he testified to the truth of Musa alayhi salam and the coming of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But many of his people did not believe him. But there were those who were his true and staunch followers. So Allah gives us an example and tells us, see how the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they strived and they spread his deen, the deen of Christianity in the world, how they spread it. You people should do much more than that. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walu, O those who have brought iman, kunu ansar Allah, tum ho jao madadgar Allah ke, you become the helpers of Allah Ta'ala. That is, you this world is a means of asbab, of means. The real hidayat is only from Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah gives hidayat. But the effort for hidayat, that has to be made by us. And for that Allah Ta'ala says, you all get ready in order to help the deen of Allah and to spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And for that Allah gives the example of the followers of Isa alayhi salam. Kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lil hawariyin, jaise kaha Isa Maryam ke bete ne apne yaaron ko. Just as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam called and exhorted his followers, when his followers are called the hawariyin, like the followers of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are called the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they were called the Hawariyin, who were the helpers. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he brought his message, the majority of the Bani Israel did not accept his message. Those who accepted, they were small in number. And amongst that small in number, there were those who were completely devoted to him. And they happened to be of the poorer class and the people who did not have really any position in society. But in spite of that, they strived and they were sincere and loyal to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they spread his deen. So Allah Ta'ala says, when Isa alayhi salam called upon his people, that you people also, who man ansari ilallah, who are those that will help me in the spreading of this deen and establishing the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. At that time it was not adulterated, the Bible was not changed, it was the true original deen which Allah Ta'ala had given. قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. بولے یار ہم ہے مددگار اللہ کے. The حواريين, the true followers, sincere followers, they said that we are ready and we will take this upon us, and against great, great odds, because the Bani Israel who did not accept, they persecuted them. There were endless wars that were taking place, and in very difficult and hard conditions, but they went to all the places around and they spread the word of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةُ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةُ. پھر ایمان لایا ایک فرقہ بنی اسرائیل سے اور منکر ہوا ایک فرقہ. One group of the Bani Israel, that is the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they believed in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they realized the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. After people have changed the deen of Musa alayhi salam, then Allah sent Isa alayhi salam, and they realized that he is on the truth, and they believed in him. And another group disbelieved. And between these two groups, there were always arguments and fights, and they were at the throats of one another. Then further, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. پھر قوت دی ہم نے ان کو جو ایمان لائے تھے ان کے دشمنوں پر, پھر ہو رہے غالب. Then of this group who believed, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had was raised up by the, to the heavens by Allah Ta'ala, then this group who believed, they also started having arguments and fights amongst themselves. And they also, there were those who changed the Bible then, and to suit the kings of the time, and just to suit the people and the wealthy, they changed the Bible. So these who were the true followers, they also became again two groups, and they also fought with one another. So there were very few who were left with the true message of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but they sacrificed a lot. And on the other hand, we see that our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that he prepared, and in his lifetime, how they took the deen of Allah Ta'ala to far and wide places. And after him, they took the deen to the four corners of the world. And till today, alhamdulillah, the spread of deen is taking place, and the true and correct deen. What Allah wants us here is to be united together, all together, and we stay on deen, and we propagate the deen in whichever way we can. That is our duty. But unfortunately, now that same corruption is coming in us, where we are fighting with one another also all the time. All the new methods of spreading deen, and all the modern methods and un-Islamic methods, and those who are on the true deen, they oppose this. So that this argument, we are now forgetting our object of life, and that was to practice deen and propagate deen. Now we are beginning to just quarrel and fight amongst ourselves, and we want a new change in our deen, a modern deen. And the true deen, that those people who are following it, they are opposed to this, and these people are opposed to them. And that is the worst ploy of shaitan, where he makes us forget our object of life, and we get busy with arguing and fighting with one another. And unfortunately, that has become the common scenario that we see amongst the Muslims also. We should try, everyone on his own should try and avoid all these arguments and fights, and bring deen, the true deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in our home, in our lives, our homes, and spread the true deen in the world.